Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 24th and the whole week ahead. The new moon in Cancer is very, very powerful indeed. You need to look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it's your seventh house of relationships. And over the next 2 weeks, relationships are going to be the be-all and end-all of your life. Throw Venus and Pluto into the mix, and this is a make or break period for you and somebody new. And here's your Sunday stars. Now, as I said yesterday, you enter a 2 week period where relationships are very important. Now we have a Mars squaring Jupiter, and the problem with this aspect is rushing into a situation. And you know what they say, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And this is particularly true of anything connecting you with somebody in love or somebody in business. Here's your Monday stars. Yet more of the same, it's all about seventh house activities around you now, all hinging on that new moon on Saturday where a relationship is very important. And with Mars and Neptune, this kind of focuses on those of you who haven't got anyone in your life, or if you do have someone, it's about spicing it up a little, because this is very seductive, it's filled with fantasy, and you need to operate on that level now for love, sex and desire. Here's your Tuesday stars, and Mercury is going to square Jupiter, and of course you do need to be careful, because as I said a couple of days ago, when Mars squared Jupiter, hang on, hold on, with this one it's don't jump to conclusions. And that's especially so when it comes to you and somebody you're in a relationship with, whether it's love or whether it's professional. Luckily enough, Mercury Neptune says one thing, a little bit of whining and dying and billing and cooing will help no end. And here's your Wednesday stars. Because of this whole energy of your seventh house, which is even more so yet again today with Mercury and Mars, then you've got this whole build-up. You've had so much happening in your seventh house. Seems like I'm playing the same old record, and indeed I am, because it's about you and somebody else. In many ways, this is a good time to experiment between you and someone you're with. But it's also a good time to meet someone new, which could be exciting, but don't make too many commitments yet. And here's your Thursday stars. With the moon in Virgo and you as a Capricorn, have you thought about getting away from it all? Because these stars are about travel and holidays and vacations. And if you can't do that, it's about putting your mind into new things. It's empowering you in so many ways intellectually. So the holiday could be more for your brain, more than your body. But either way, you need to do something new and exciting. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury's opposition to Pluto, and of course Pluto's in your sign, is very dangerous. It's dangerous because you may say things that you don't really mean because you're covering up your true feelings or thoughts. Or somebody else may do the same to you, so you don't really get to the truth. And this does mean that honesty needs to prevail if you're going to get anywhere with anyone at this difficult and manipulative time. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.